evening. This is the Mr. Brown Show News. I'm Mr. Brown.
And I'm Ivan.
And in the headlines, T.T. Duray down with dengue.
T.T. Duray has been hospitalized with dengue fever. The mosquito is in a coma with gout and kidney failure.
Apparently, Mr. Duray's blood was too rich for it to handle. Apple's Steve Jobs named top power geek.
Steve Jobs, the father of the iPod, was crowned Blender Magazine's top power geek.
Some of his powers include the ability to shoot lasers from his eyes and to convince people to buy expensive consumer gadgets with less features than other brands.
China says bogus bun story faked.
China has declared the fake cardboard bun story fake.
Their investigations have revealed that the reporter made a story up and has been punished severely.
The reporter could not be reached for comment.
A Briton is the first person to swim the North Pole.
A 36-year-old Londoner has acquired the unique record of being the first to swim at the North Pole.
He swam for a full kilometre in minus 1.8 degrees Celsius for 19 minutes.
Singaporeans are still attempting this feat.
They are stuck near the North Pole while waiting for the government to finish the North Pole MRT line.
New Harry Potter book leaked on the internet.
Despite intense international security, the entire text of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows has been leaked on the internet 4 days before its official release.
In this final installment, Harry finds out that he is strong with the Force and is the other son of Darth Vader, and his real name is Harry Skywalker.
Ron Weasley decides to go for a sex change operation to help him score with his longtime secret crush, Hagrid.
In a moment of drunken stupor, Hermione was caught making up with Lucius Malfoy, and a video taken of the incident is up on YouTube.
Lord Voldemort contracts bird flu and dies.
MOE confirms that sprinting phenomenon to be 9 years old.
After extensive testing, MOE has finally confirmed that the Fuhua Primary School sprinting champion, Kang Yi Che, is really 9 years old.
One of the critical tests that convinced them was when they placed a Transformers action figure and a girl of his age in front of him. He picked the Transformers toy.
In other news, AVA tests for safety of rabbit sweets from China.
The milky candy with its characteristic white wrapper and translucent edible rice paper is being tested by the Agri-Food and Veterinary Authority, AVA, for a chemical it should not contain, formaldehyde.
Hey Brown, you know, that was my favourite candy when I was growing up. I've consumed tons of that stuff.
Hey Ivan, what's that growing out of your stomach?
What? Where? Ah! Ah! What is it? Oh my god, it's a rabbit!
The Mr. Brown Show is a production of MrBrownShow.com. Get away from me!